The Alabama House yesterday passed two bills that many parents were watching. The first would regulate religious daycare centers. State Representative Jim Patterson sponsored the other, which would require insurance companies to cover autism therapy. As Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tells WBHM's Gigi Duban, that bill passed unanimously.
The vote was 100-0. As a matter of fact, there were a number of lawmakers who applauded after the legislation passed.
What do you think it was that drummed up such strong support for this bill?
There's been some pretty emotional testimony that lawmakers have heard during this process from families, especially about the benefits of this therapy, how it has helped their children tremendously, especially at the early ages as they get ready to go to school. At the same time, they heard about the extreme costs of autism therapy. The most commonly used form of behavioral therapy for those who have autism is quite costly. It can cost like $1,500 a session.
And at the same time, the Business Council of Alabama opposed this bill. And the reason they had cited was that insurance premiums could go up.
Indeed. They're worried about, you know, especially businesses, obviously, who provide health insurance to their employees and how the premiums could go up. It was thought early on that the BCA's opposition might be too much to overcome, but Representative Patterson has been working diligently to educate his colleagues, and he apparently was very successful at that based on the House vote on Thursday, and the legislation now goes to the Senate.
What are the odds the Senate will pass the bill?
Patterson says he's optimistic. Again, though, given the opposition by the BCA, it will be interesting to watch in the Senate as well. The BCA is a powerful lobby, but this bill seems to have been gaining a lot of momentum in the last couple of weeks.
Another bill that passed in the House was the Child Care Safety Act. Tell us about this one, Don.
This is the one that would require faith-based daycare centers to be licensed by the state. They are currently exempt, and they will remain so. The bill that passed out of the House on Thursday is a stripped-down version. It does not require licensing of church-based daycare facilities, but it does require more inspections. The bill sponsor, Representative Peblin Warren of Tuskegee, said on the floor Thursday that this has been a true compromise bill, as she put it, because no one got what they wanted. But she also went on to say that she thinks it's a great start in ensuring that daycares are providing the health and safety standards that children need. Her bill would require that church-based daycares provide annual documentation on things like fire and health inspections, the names of employees and criminal histories, and proof of insurance.
And who would be responsible for collecting and maintaining those records?
The Department of Human Resources would work with these religious-based daycare centers to ensure that these benchmarks are met.
Which previously had no authority, no involvement in these religious daycares. Is that right?
No, they were exempt. And, you know, there have been a lot of highly documented cases of serious problems in some of these daycares, and thus Representative Warren's bill. So as she put it, it is a start. She didn't get everything she wanted. She didn't get the licensing requirement, but she said she at least got the increased inspections.
That's WBHM's Gigi Duban speaking with Don Daly, host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television.